More conference plays going to be coming up for Ware County, potentially, with weather holding tomorrow when they go to St. Joseph Christian. Then they have the Battle of the Border game coming up against Mount Air. That's going to be on Monday night. Last news as head basketball coach of Ware County's girls basketball team. You're going to finish up, I think, the Albany tournament. We visited last coach in what was a rematch game within a little over a week, I guess, against Princeton, a team that you'd beat by 20 earlier. And this time won also, but won in overtime. The games, though, were really far different, weren't they?
Yeah, the first time we played them, we shot 50% from the field, and we could throw it up, and it just went in, and scored a lot of points. The second time we played them, we couldn't shoot, and they couldn't shoot, and so it was a totally different game compared to the first.
Yeah, the first time when you played them, of course, that was a lot of different possessions, too. Did you score off turnovers very many times?
Yeah, the first time we did, we would get a steal and go down and get some layups and get some transition buckets. But the second time that we actually forced more turnovers the second time we played them, but we just did not get the transition points like we did the first time.
Yeah, you've got opportunity. Of course, you put a really good athlete to the point of that pressure, and she really does. I don't know if she looks like she might be your best finisher, and I know she had to deal with a little bit of foul trouble too.
Yeah. Anna Gladstone, we put her at the point of the press, and when she does get a steal, she can get out in front and as a good finisher. And it allows us to score points off our turnovers, which is what we do. I mean, it's been a trend for us. If we can force the opponents to turn it over 30-plus times, we usually win.
You had South Nottoway then on the Monday that followed the tournament. South Nottoway is still undefeated, by the way, at this point, is wins 57-32 against a really good veteran team. That's a pretty good yardstick. I would guess it would also... give you an idea of, the things to try to improve on, because they'll probably show you what you need to work on.
Yeah, that's the thing is, we have played, some teams that do not have the guards that South Nottoway does and the McConkie twins. And, we went into that game kind of not knowing, where are we at defensively. Can we pressure and make good guards turn it over? And, boy, that night, we made them turn it over 22 times, but we just did not get the transition points like we had in some of those earlier games. And, with their size and their guards, they could see over our traps and our hands. And Mallory ended up having 33 on us. And a lot of it, yeah, she shot the ball well from the three-point line. She was 5 out of 6. But long rebounds for them on their defensive end. She'd get the rebound, and then we'd have to guard her one-on-one in the open court. And, boy, she's good in the open floor.
Yeah, that was the thing that was kind of demonstrated last year, is their ability to work in space. And then also their half-court game, they got to the point last year. I don't know if they were this way the first half of the season, but they got to the point where they would just essentially just go attack, and they would either force a call to be made or, but they were going to finish around the basket. Now, were they that way too?
Well, really and truthfully, I thought we did a really good job of keeping them away from the basket. It was just transition points, and Mallory, I think, 3, 4, 5 feet behind a three-point line. She went 5 out of 6 on us from the three land, and we just, they would skip that ball over to her on the weak side, and we had a long run in our trap to go get her, and boy, she was knocking them down. But the key to the game was the fact that, they did offensive rebound on us once they did shoot. Plus, we went into their gym, we shot under 20% for the game. We couldn't buy a shot, so long rebounds and transition points, and then offensive boards just killed us.
All right, had East Harrison then on Monday night. Following the South Nottoway game. I guess that was late or end of week. Beat them 167-38. I could see where that would be a matchup of two teams that have vastly different styles. Because I would guess that East Harrison, because they've got reasonable size this year, or at least size that, you know, they could do some things with, and they got, you know, a little bit of an inside presence. If they get in a half court game, that you're going into probably their strength.
Yeah, early in that game, they actually were up 10-4 on us. We tried to play a man, and just play man to man, and they did. They brought the ball down the floor, got it inside to their bigs, and were up 10-4 on us. And then we went to our trapping and full court press, and we forced them to turn the ball over 38 times. And when you do that, you're going to be have a great chance to win. Plus, we grabbed 25 offensive rebounds against them, so. You know, like I say, our trend now is if we can force our opponents to turn it over 30 times a game and get transition buckets, I think we're 4-0. And the games that we have not made the opponent turn it over over 30, we've gotten beaten. And due to the fact that we do give up a lot of offensive rebounds right now, we are not boxing out because we are trapping. We're trying to run all over the court and get steals and create offense with our defense. We do give up offensive rebound chances, and the good teams that have beat us, or the teams that have beat us, have just dominated us on the boards.
And that, I assume, was the same way with North Andrew then on Tuesday night?
Yeah, that's where they got. They had 27 offensive rebounds, and you just, I think we made them turn it over 22 times, but we gave them 27 chances extra to score. Plus, in that game against North Andrew, we had 20. And this is the first time I've seen this from our team. We turned the ball over 28 times. And a lot of it was our own fault, just making bad decisions. It wasn't necessarily their pressure. It was just the fact that we made a bad decision. And I don't know. We've got to change. We've got to start rebounding better on the defensive end and not turn the ball over on the offensive end. And when we do that, we're pretty good.
Well, if you're going to do that, with a rebounding thing for sure, that is probably going to, if it doesn't change, or maybe I should say that you may have a decision that you have to make, whether you're going to try to trap as much or whether you want to improve offensive rebounding. Because it sounds like that when you do one, you may give up some of the other.
Exactly. That's where we're at right now. We're trying to figure out, with this team, what we need to do to beat good teams. I'm not saying that we haven't, we just, when we can get out and pressure the guards and create turnovers, we can score a lot of points. But in our half-court set, when we can't force turnovers, we're going to have to learn how to score 5-on-5, and we're also going to have to learn how to defend in the half-court set. And be more solid defensively and not give up that many offensive rebounds.
Okay, that is Les Newey, head basketball coach of Worth County.